everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll have an extended conversation with Mark Vizintin. The former OHL goaltender of the year recently retired from the game, but he'll talk about his time with four seasons under his belt as a member of the Niagara Ice Dogs. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Riley Damiani of the Kitchener Rangers. He had 9 points in 3 games last week on the back of 4 goals and 5 assists, and was a +8 during that time. The 18-year-old from Mississauga, originally chosen in the second round of the 2016 OHL Priority Selection, and then chosen by the Dallas Stars in the 5th round of the 2018 NHL Entry Draft. This week's Kia CHL Top 10 ranking sees 3 OHL clubs in the top 10. The London Knights remain the number 3 club in the country, with the Ottawa 67s coming in at number 4, the Niagara Ice Dogs at number 10, honorable mention to the Sioux Greyhounds. Mark Vizintin played 4 seasons in the Ontario Hockey League with the Niagara Ice Dogs, including 2-time member of Team Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship, and was named the OHL Goaltender of the Year following the 2010-2011 season. Now at age 26, he has retired from hockey after playing professionally mostly in the American Hockey League. I recently sat down and chatted with Vizintin, and we started the conversation about what led to his retirement.
It was a tough decision. My body, unfortunately, have had some tough injuries through the years, and unfortunately put me in a position where I just couldn't move the same anymore. And I tried to come back, I tried to play through it, and it didn't work. And that's when I inevitably had to make the decision to take a step back and leave the game. And it was definitely an interesting process coming home and not really having a sense of purpose or anything to really do. So I did some online courses to try and stay busy, and made the decision to come to school this year. So it's definitely been challenging, but it's been an interesting perspective to kind of take a step back and see how things have been since leaving.
I've talked to some people over the last little while in the work world who maybe sort of went through the same process, a little more advanced age, obviously, but same that idea. It's like, I've only known this career or this job for so many years. Now what am I going to do? Did you kind of have to go through the same thing, knowing from a young age hockey was the primary focus? Now here it is, it's like, okay, now what?
Definitely. I think that's my biggest challenge right now, is I have no idea what I want to do next. I've always been a creative person. I had to try to figure out what interests me outside of hockey. And even now, still, it's something I'm grappling with. And I think I put a little bit of pressure on myself in the last few months to try to figure that out. So now I'm just taking it day by day, week by week, and kind of reassessing while I'm in school.
As you go through this, how important have you now found as those connections you've had through the hockey, that now probably, I'm sure, you've in some case maybe even reconnect with some people, or you know, as you go through a career, you'll realize, oh, I know someone, you know, someone I played with is in this field, someone I played with. Are you already finding some of those connections? Not necessarily to use those connections yet, but just knowing that there's a familiarity versus, you know, it's not like you're on an island, you sort of have connections.
Definitely. I'd be the first to admit I was a little bit naive in my early 20s when I just turned pro, that I didn't think networking was a big thing. And since I've left the game and when I was dealing with my injuries, it kind of clicked that I need to start making these connections and maintaining them. And I think when you first leave the game, you feel like you're in a bubble a bit and you feel like you're on your own. But in reality, there's a ton of other guys that have been through what I've been through, and most of them are very open and willing to talk to you about it. So I've definitely reached out to players. And I think what I love about hockey is it's such a tight-knit group, and we all kind of want to help each other, which I think is amazing, and I think it could lead to a lot of opportunity down the road as well.
Do you see where there could be the potential as well, where maybe players who, maybe they went to school immediately after the OHL, so you're now looking at courses and taking school, but at the end of the day, your roots might kind of come back together. Do you find that's where you kind of relate a little bit, and you can have sort of work those connections and know, okay, here was a player who maybe went to the OHL, went to U Sports, and now is doing whatever their field. You think, that could be an interesting field, and I'm sure that'll be where you have those similarities.
I 100% agree with you. I think that's huge. I have a lot of friends that went through business school, and a lot of them tell me in this tough work environment, it's really about who you know versus what you have on paper. And I think just having that connection with hockey, and not even players you played with, but also players you played against, I think we're all still kind of a tight-knit group. And I think whether it be now or 10 or 20 years from now, those connections will still be there and they'll still be easy to ignite. And I think you could really only use it to your advantage.
You goalies stick together too, I know that.
We always do. We always do, yeah, 100%.
You can look back at your time. What jumps to mind if I said memories from playing in the Ontario Hockey League?
A lot of good memories. Hard to pinpoint one or two. Winning the conference finals, going to OHL finals was a ton of fun as a team. A couple great personal milestones, breaking a shutout record with 10 shutouts in one season, making all-star teams. It was just I just enjoyed every year. Every year we got better as a team, and I felt like our group got closer and closer, and I just loved going to the rink every day. I loved working hard, knowing that everyone around me was working hard every day to get better, and just when you have a feeling in a team environment like that where everyone's striving towards one goal, it makes it a lot more fun to be at the rink every day. And when you have the staff like we had, it was just an all-around great time.
In Niagara, of course, St. Catharines, the old rink. I'm sure that was a fun experience. But from a fan perspective, being right on top of you, especially on top of the other team, that's got to be some memories of just a classic rink like that.
Yeah, I love the Jack. My first memory of the Jack, it was just super hot in there and it smelled like popcorn. And I didn't like it. I was like, this sucks. I'm dying of heat. And then after halfway through my first year, I'm like, no, this is great. We sold out literally every single home game. We sold out in my 4 years in Niagara. It was loud. It was rowdy. We had probably the best fans in the league, in my opinion, the best environment to play in. I think it really played to our advantage. I think away teams hated playing in that rink, and I loved it.
It makes for that home ice advantage type of situation. When you look back at your time in the Ontario Hockey League, we talked about some of the memories. If we let the 15-year-old Mark Vizintine listen to us right now, what sort of advice would you give the 15-year-old Mark Vizintine coming into the league?
Definitely. I would think I was so focused on constantly improving and getting better that I almost had this attitude that I set goals and I expected to attain them. So when I did have some success, I didn't take really time to step back and enjoy those achievements. It was almost just automatic, boom, goal accomplished, move on to the next one. So if I were to tell my younger self, I'd definitely say, listen, you need to take a little bit more time off after each season to kind of go live a normal life, travel a bit, and take time just to reflect on the good things you accomplished that season and feel good about it.
Is that sort of the balance? Because we even talk about it now with minor hockey, where kids play 12 months a year, where it's maybe that idea that don't be afraid to take a break. Don't be afraid to, we've seen very successful hockey players succeed in other sports. John Tavares, lacrosse. Steven Stamkos, excellent baseball player. We've seen that. Maybe you may not have the time to put into, say, a full-time sport. We're talking now, let's say, the 12 and 13 and even younger kids. Yeah. I'm sure you look back at that where it's like, hey, enjoy those years because you'll never get them back.
Yeah, I think you have to. I played baseball competitively. I played rep baseball until I was 15, until I had to make a decision to pick a sport to go to the OHL or not. And that was always I call it my fun sport because it was so different, right? Like baseball, it's way easier on the body. And I played summer hockey too, but baseball was my time to get away from hockey.
That was former OHL Goaltender of the Year, Mark Vizintine, who played 4 seasons for the Niagara Ice Dogs. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.